Proclamation number 8777, dated the March 12th, 1964. God's perfection knows no limits of time and space. Aeons have passed by already and aeons will yet pass, and there will still be creations in the universe, because infinitely many once fallen spirits are still awaiting their salvation, because innumerable spiritual beings, hardened in their substance, are still waiting for their transformation into matter, and the higher development of all these spiritual substances requires eternities until they have become a self-aware being again, which can conclude its development but which can also fail, and this requires an infinitely long time once more until its ultimate spiritualization. You humans will wonder why Roman 1, the eternal divine spirit, the creator and lord of everything in existence, resolved to undertake such an activity in infinity in the first place, why I created spirits and did not prevent them from falling into the abyss, from revolting against me and, in a manner of speaking, becoming opposed to me, and why I want to change the attitude of these spirits in my favor again. And you'll ask yourselves what motivated me to let countless creations arise, which are basically these fallen spirits. And I will have to keep giving you the same answer, that both the creation of perfect beings as well as the rescue of the beings which became imperfect was motivated by my infinitely profound love, and that my unsurpassed wisdom also devised a plan by which I will achieve my goal one day. That my unlimited power was able to bring anything I wanted into existence, that no restrictions exist for me, and this awareness is my whole bliss which I would like to share with other beings, but then they must also have the same nature as I have myself. All my reign and activity in infinity only serves the one purpose of educating my once created works into true gods, into supremely perfect beings which, as my children, can create and work with me and with the same will. Since I am perfect, no limitation exists for me, which is the reason for the endless number of the created and of the fallen spirits and the infinitely long-lasting periods of time these spirits require until they are what I myself was unable to create, true children, my images, which work with inconceivable happiness in the spiritual kingdom. By forming a correct concept of me and my nature, it must first of all also be clear to you that no limitation can exist for me, otherwise I couldn't be called supremely perfect, since a limitation is always a sign of imperfection. Neither time nor space is limited for me, neither love nor wisdom and power. And thus I will always and forever be active and nevertheless of the goal, the complete deification of all beings which were brought into life by me. And this complete deification necessitates the created being's free will, which can join me in my will but also oppose me without being prevented. For only free will is true life. Without this free will, everything is just a dead creation having emerged from my power but without the involvement of love and wisdom. For love created beings for itself which it wanted to please, and wisdom drew up the plan of deriving the created beings. Love gave life to the being, for only free will signified life, whereas a being, were it forced to fulfill my will, would be and remain a dead being, which was certainly created in highest perfection but at a loss as to what to do with this perfection were it bound to comply with my will. In that case all created beings would only have been offshoots from me and not something I externalized as independent beings, which could neither want nor act freely like I myself. And this, in turn, would have questioned my love and wisdom which, however, are the epitome of my nature, the epitome of supreme perfection. The soul requires a degree of maturity in order to have knowledge of my act of creation, otherwise it would not be receptive for such knowledge, for it does not merely concern the information but also the understanding for the processes regarding the emergence of creation as a whole, as well as for the infinitely long time needed in order to complete the work of return. And since you humans are unable to imagine infinite times and unlimited space, you can only be given an indirect explanation. Nevertheless, you should know that to me 1,000 years are like a day, and that sooner or later the day of returning home into the Father's house will come for every being, even if eternities will still pass by, that the bliss will then make up 1,000-fold for all previous states of torment, and that this bliss, too, will never come to an end, which you humans likewise cannot understand because you have only a limited thinking capacity, but that you then will also love me, your God and Creator, your Father of Eternity, with all your heart, with all the sincerity you are capable of, and that you will also most eagerly take part in the redemption or beatitude of all beings which have not attained the final goal as yet. For then you will be driven to do so by love which will have reached a degree that you will be able to accomplish whatever you want. For then you will have completely entered into my will and thus have become gods, my children, which I will never ever lose again. Amen.